It's time. Time to get inspired and empowered. To realize it's never too late. To create your next amazing story. Get ready to break through, transform, and start living the life of your dreams. So, are you ready? Truly ready to begin your journey to create your next amazing story in life and love? Great. Let's jump in with your host, Life and Love Transformational Coach, Suzanne Oshima.
Welcome to the It's Never Too Late show. I'm Marjorie Adams Fiore, your guest host for today's show. And I'm pretty excited because we're turning the tables today and I get to interview Suzanne Oshima. Suzanne's a life and love transformational coach at Your Next Amazing Story. And Suzanne helps single women transform midlife into your best life and to find love again in your next chapter. And today it's going to be a good one. We're talking about, why is my online profile not working? I mean, let's dive in. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey, Marjorie. I'm so excited to have the tables turned and be interviewed. And this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. I have a feeling that we're, you know, today is going to be filled with a lot of real talk. Like, okay, you really want to know what the problem is? Like, let's figure that out. So can you start by letting everybody know why you're an expert in online dating?
Yeah, so that's a really great question because what a lot of people don't know is that's how I got started in the industry. Is in 2002, I launched an online dating site and it was called Dream Bachelor and Bachelorette, and it had a reality TV flair where you would vote for the hottest bachelors and bachelorettes on the site. I know.
And why did I know about that back then?
I know. And so that's how I got started in the dating industry, as a founder of an online dating site that I later transitioned to an offline matchmaking and date coaching agency. So that's why I know, like, literally, I can look at anyone's profile and within the first 30 seconds tell exactly why it's not working.
So you can totally profile the profile.
Yeah, good way to put it. I like how you put it that way. Yes, I can.
Wow, you know, you're like a pioneer then. I mean, you didn't even, because now it's got to be a lot easier. But I mean, for you to really start your own online dating site, that does mean that you know the ins, the outs, what works. I mean, you've got to just have all that experience is what really, I mean, nobody can just look at, you know, here's the stats, but you have that inside scoop.
Yeah.
But let me just ask you this, because I know we're going to jump around a lot today. But with that, you know, when you think of dating sites, I think, you know, late 20s, early 30s, some of them are just hookup sites. I don't have a lot of experience, but can you really find love again in midlife online?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because you're right. There are some sites in your 20s and 30s where they're like the hookup sites. I won't name names. But one starts with a T.
Right.
But yeah,
it's not
that's
Twitter. No.
Yeah, it's not Twitter. And it is like it's considered a hookup site. And it's not one that I recommend for my clients in midlife. Because, you know, what I always tell my clients is when you're in your 20s and 30s, dating is completely different. And as you get into midlife, whatever that is, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and beyond, you know, dating is completely different. And so we have to approach dating a little bit differently. And there are sites that cater to women in midlife and men in midlife too. But it's all about the profile, because the truth is that if you're not meeting quality men online, it's because of your profile. A lot of people think, oh, it's the site. It's the site. People tell me that all the time, and it's not the site.
Yeah. Don't you think that, to even back up further, like, especially because I said especially in midlife, because I think by this point, even if we want to dabble in online dating, you know, we're bringing a lot of baggage, whether that's, you know, mostly if it's baggage, it's probably bad. Like, we've either been in a long-term relationship that we just stayed in way too long, or maybe it was abusive, or maybe it just, you love your life, but it fell apart. So how do you help women? I know this is specific to the profile, but just even back up, like, what if they just come to you and say, you know what, I don't even, know where to start? And is there a template when you go online to even do a profile? I mean, I did one, I think 20 years ago. And I think it was like Pinterest where you check off, I like this, I like to drink, I like country music. Like it was like a checklist and then it's like an apartment. I want 3 bedrooms, this, that. But is there a template when you go onto these dating sites to start as a framework?
Yeah, so let me first address the first part of what you said about how, you know, as we are in midlife, you know, we do have baggage. Everybody does. Nobody comes baggage free, right? And sometimes if we've been in a bad relationship or marriage, or maybe we just had our heart broken, right? Mm-hmm. And that could be a part of the baggage. And what I always say to my clients is it's so important. It's so important to go through the healing process first, because you don't want to bring that baggage into the next relationship or make the next man in your life that you're in a relationship or marriage with pay for your ex, right? So that's really important. It's important to go through that healing process and not just go on the rebound, right?
Right.
But the second answer to your question about, is there a template? There's no template, you know, that someone can follow. It really is about, if you really don't know how an online profile works, like you said, it's really interesting. 20 years ago, right? When you did online dating, like you said, you uploaded some pictures and then you checked some boxes, right? Like you were listing an apartment and what you were looking for.
Right.
And it's so funny because, you know, online dating evolves year over year and it's so much more advanced now. I mean, it's not just about the photos now. It's about your essay. And now they offer like connecting through video and there's so many different things. But what I always tell my clients is what's so important is your photos. Your photos are like 90% of the success of your profile. So if it's really not working, you want to take a look at the photos. And it's really funny because whenever I say that to someone, they'll say to me, oh no, Suzanne, I know my photos are good. And I'm like, according to who though, right? Because
what's your standard?
No. Well, yeah. And how do you know, right?
Right?
And because I've had clients say, oh no, it's the photos. And then I look and I'm like, it's the photos. When they think it's fine, it's the photos. And I notice it. Like I said, 30 seconds, I could tell. So it's really important to get quality photos. And then you can work on the essay, but the photos are the most important. And I see so many people make so many of the biggest mistakes and it can repel the right men away.
Well, and I think that just you saying that when you say photos, because I, you know, we all have a natural tendency to judge, make assumptions by somebody's picture. That's why Instagram is such a horrible way to compare, because that's a highlight reel. But you want to have an authentic photo, I would think, like not your glamour shot where you know, get your extensions in and your eyelashes and everything that's, you know, not really you on a majority of the basis time. But I would think that, like, I'm not a natural smiley person. I mean, I like to smile, but that's not my resting face. And I would think that as long as you have like a warm smile, good lighting helps. You know, maybe their photos are just dark and they don't really show any kind of, like, you know, it's hard to get your photo, especially if you've been out of this for a while. Like, I was just thinking, okay, if I really had to go into it, I would think, oh, it's this monumental task. Like, I have to do this thing. So I think that your mindset probably plays into it. You've got to go into like, it's going to be fun. Like there, and the benefits, let's talk about the benefits of online dating, even for somebody, especially in midlife, who feels like it's a whole different world. It's like, wait a minute, that's so like artificial and you don't really meet anybody. But let's talk about the benefits of being online.
Well, the benefits are that, I'm going to tell you the benefits by telling you a story because something just popped into my head.
Okay.
I think this will highlight why online dating can be sometimes better than meeting someone organically, like in person, in real life. So I had a client once and she was opposed to online dating. She said to me, Suzanne, I'm not going to do online dating, because this was her thought process. And I know she's not the only one out there that thinks this way. She said, the reason why I don't want to do online dating is because I never want to have to tell someone that that's where I met my husband. And I said, okay, that's fine. This was pre-pandemic, by the way. And so,
right.
So I said, that's fine. She really wanted to meet him organically, in person, like whether it's, you know, at an event or a party or out anywhere, right? But she was a busy marketing executive and, you know, she didn't have a lot of time. And so I would tell her, we need to get you out more. We need to get you out more if you want to meet him organically. Well, lo and behold, like within the first month and a half, she came back to me and she said, you know, I realize that I don't have a lot of time. And she goes, you know, I think I should try online dating. But her caveat was, she said, Suzanne, if I don't like it, I'm taking my profile down. And yeah. I said, of course. Well, you know, let me help you create a profile. So I helped her create a profile. And lo and behold, she started getting all these men contacting her. She started going out on dates. And one man in particular that she really liked, who was a doctor, she was like, Suzanne, I think I really like this man. And so she wanted to see where it was going. And then within 10 months, they got engaged. Well, before that, they obviously got into an exclusive relationship, but within 10 months, they were engaged. It was really funny because the way I discovered that she was engaged was her and I are connected on Facebook, and I was scrolling through my feed right before New Year's Eve, and I was like, oh my God, she got engaged, and I was so happy for her. And so.
And you were thinking I did that.
Yeah. And it's so funny because exactly what she feared came true, but in a good way. And you have to realize that online dating can actually save you a lot of time, because the resume is right there that tells you a lot of things about what he wants, doesn't want. And so what you wouldn't find out if you met someone organically until you started dating them and asking more questions. So online dating is actually very efficient, number one. It's a time saver. And number two, three, four, whatever number I'm on, is it brings in a lot of people into your life that you may not never cross paths.
Right. You know, and I think I would say it's more like it's an editing process. It's like pre-editing, because you do have a large pool of people. You know, like when you want to meet somebody, usually they're, oh, go out to bars, go to happy hour. Well, I don't want to meet somebody in a bar, especially if I've stopped drinking. That's not, I want to meet somebody active. Were you going to hike and hit somebody up on the hiking trail? Like it's really hard. And I think that online dating, especially in midlife, we know what we want, what we don't want. We know, you know, we have the voice now to say, no, I want somebody that enjoys the same things I do. I'm not going to have this, you know, false front just to have somebody in my life. But I think it's a kind of a quick way to, you know, to, it's easier, safer, quicker, especially like if you're a patient like me, I don't want to wait and go out on 20 dates. Like you know, right away, if you kind of feel a connection with somebody or that little spark, or you find yourself doing something later, you're like, that guy was really funny today, or he was so cute the way he did this. Or if you find yourself thinking about him, you know, then he was pretty interesting. I just feel like it's a better way, like you said, to have a bigger pot to pull from, really. And you got to remember, they're probably just as nervous and uneasy as you are.
Yeah. You know what I like that you said, Marjorie, is how we as women in midlife, like we've been through a lot. We know what we want. We know what we don't want. And it's all about us standing in our power and having that confidence when we're getting out there. And yes, are you going to meet some men that are duds or not the right men for you? Of course you are. But don't get all in your head when that happens. Keep moving forward, because the right man could just be right around the corner.
Right. Right. And I wanted to ask you, you may have already covered this, but what would you say to the person that, you know, that comes to you and says, look, I've been doing everything right, and this online dating thing's just not for me?
Yeah. So, what I would say to her is, You know, if it's not working, usually it's because of your profile. And I say that with love. And so if it's not working, then we need to take a look at your photos. You need to figure out why the photos aren't working, because men are visual and every man is attracted to something different. But then also look at the essay, and I will tell you the biggest mistakes people make on their photos is, like you talked about, they're either too dark, the lighting's bad, or they don't honestly shine them in the best possible light. I always say that you should look in your photos like how you would show up on a first date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he shouldn't be surprised. He shouldn't say see the photos and say, that's not the same person. He should go, oh, you look even better in person, right?
Right.
But also, like in your essay, stop listing things generically. And when I say that, here's what I mean is like, if I said, oh, I like to run and go walking on the beach and I love sunsets and I look great in jeans or a little black dress. It's so boring. Every woman can say that, right? And it could be me. It could be you, Marjorie. Mm-hmm. It could be any woman. And so you want to write about things, A, that you're passionate about, things that make you unique and that make you fun. I may be 56, but I'm a lot of fun. And I know you are too, Marjorie, mm-hmm. right? So we have to exude that in our essay.
And if you're not, you don't have to be like phony about it and be like, oh, I'm the life of the party. It could just be like that, you know, I like spending quiet weekends at home, or I love going to the movie, or I love watching a nice movie, or I love to cook, you know, I'd love to cook dinner in and do those kinds of, you know, home-based things. But I feel like, you know, just cut to the chase. And it's also our time to be like, look, this is who I am. Like, I'm not going to have this. It's so much energy to be on and be up and try to be funny, engaging conversation, if that's not your normal style. But you do need to put forth effort, you know, like make sure your lighting's good. And are there other like, because I was trying to think of like practical and tactical tips, which I think you pretty much summed up. But what if you've been on and you feel like you're doing all that, but you're either hearing nothing or you're getting the wrong mail? You get a lot of hits, but or whatever they're called, connections, but they're the wrong type of men.
Yeah, so two things. If you're hearing crickets, then something's off on your profile. It doesn't mean just sit there and go, why is it not happening? Is we need to change something, right? But number two is, if all the wrong men are contacting you, first of all, even the top-notch profile is not going to take that away, because men are going to contact you, good or bad. It's just, we want to raise you up to the level where we get a lot of good men, and you still get the wrong men, but at least you can throw those out, or, you know, just say no to them, and then you can focus on the right men. But it all starts with having the right online profile. And here's what I found, Marjorie, is that, you know, if a woman is coming out of divorce, or maybe she's been widowed and she hasn't dated in 25, 30 years, whatever it is she can come out of that and she knows after she's done the healing, right? Mm-hmm. Is she can know that, you know, I really don't want to spend the rest of my life alone. I want to find love again. And I want to try online dating, but it could scare her, right? And I get it. And so it just means that you just need a little bit of handholding, because online dating didn't exist for a lot of women before they got married, if they've been married 25, 30 years, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's the norm now. Before, people used to not want to do it. Now it's the total norm. And it's an efficient way to meet someone. And it's important for women to take advantage of this time, because online dating is really the way to go if you want to meet a quality man.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, again, for our generation, we think that, okay, once something's online or internet-based, it's out there for the world to see. But really, in the case of online dating, you're almost again, editing your pool of people. You're not just putting like a, you know, Craigslist looking for a guy in his 50s or 60s. And I feel like that, you know, just as scary as internet can be, it can also be your huge benefit because you can reach so many more people. And just tell me quickly, like, if you were going to get started, what are some of the sites that you would start with?
The number one site that I would start with for everybody is Match.com. And and here's why. Number one, I don't know if you know this, is it was the first site to be launched in 1995. And
wow.
Yeah, and the reason why I say Match.com is because they have the biggest database. So you always want to go where the biggest database is, because the pickier you are, you need to narrow that down to what you want. That's number one. But the second reason why I recommend Match.com is because 90% of my clients have met their match on Match. And I know that sounds like a riddle.
Wow.
But it's true. Yes. So I know someone out there is saying, no, Suzanne, Match.com does not work. And I am not paid by Match.com, but this is what I will say. If it, again, and I say this with love, if it's not working, it's because of your online profile, because I've had so many clients where they were hearing crickets online and they met their match on Match. In fact, I'm going to tell you another quick story about one of my clients who was so resistant. She's in her 60s.
Tell us her name. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I almost did. You almost got me. And I was like, oh, I can't. So one of my clients, she was doing online dating, and she wasn't getting the type of men that she wanted. She wanted, obviously, quality men. And, you know, she wasn't getting quality. She was getting scammers and men that she had no interest in. And so we redid her profile, her photos and her essay. And I can't even remember what site she was on. She was on a site, and she uploaded the new profile to that site. And then I said, because I always tell people to join two sites, I said, okay, so I think you should reactivate your profile on Match. And she was so resistant. She said, Suzanne, Match doesn't work. Last time I was on there, I heard crickets. And I said, as a good coach, I coached her into doing it. And so she finally did. And lo and behold, that's where she met her now husband. And so it's about having that mindset shift and letting go of the stories you're telling yourself in your head of it doesn't work, or because I tried it, but you're trying something new. If you're uploading a new profile, you're trying something new. So be open to it, because you can find love again in your next chapter. You can get married again in your 60s or whatever it is, mm-hmm. if you're just open to the process. But that's how she was able to find love again, is because even though she was resistant, she listened to the coaching.
Wow. That is so valuable. And it's so nice and refreshing to hear, you know, because I think that when you were saying, when people say, oh, I've tried it, I think a lot of that, or some of that also, is maybe their own limiting beliefs. Deep inside, what they're saying is either I'm not worth it, or I'm not going to be enough to attract somebody. And I think that whole mindset shift needs to be addressed too, because we've got to really figure out, okay, you're saying you want to meet somebody and you want to be in a relationship, but you're not willing to change your pictures and your profile. I mean, that's a really key practical thing to start with. Like, it have the best representation of you. I mean, it's the first connection with somebody. So I love that you dedicated a whole episode today to your profile, because that shows the importance of it. And I'm going to tell you, this was fun and it was inspiring. It kind of makes me want to try online dating, but I'm married, so I probably shouldn't, right? Is that a no?
Well, let's ask your husband, but I'm okay. Going to guess that it's probably a no.
Yeah. Well, I know that you've actually created a cool way for us to increase our odds of finding a great match with your new, is it a new online, your master class? Yeah, it's a free class, everybody. The Secrets to Meet a Quality Man. So Suzanne, take a second and tell us more about that and let the listeners know how they can get registered for it.
Sure. So it's a free masterclass that I have where I'm going to share with you, if you're having a hard time meeting a quality man, I'm going to tell you number one, the number one way to meet a quality man. I'm also going to share with you if online dating is not working for you, why it may not be working for you, and how to turn it around. And ladies, by the way, it is not because there aren't any quality men online. There are, but you may be doing something wrong on your profile. So you definitely want to sign up for this free masterclass. If you're watching the video, you can click right here on the video. Or if you're listening to the podcast, you can just go to yournextamazingstory.com and it's at the very top of the homepage.
Great, great. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm gonna join that masterclass because I think that the tips that we learn when we're dating, we kind of need to remember those when we're married too. Like we still need to date our partners. You know, if I showed up as a girlfriend every day, I think things would be vastly different instead of, you know, settling into our roles. But that's for another episode, Suzanne. But thanks everyone for joining us today on the It's Never Too Late show. And hopefully this reminds you and gives you clues that it's not too late. The show is available in both video and podcast format and can be found at the same site where the masterclass sign up is, which is yournextamazingstory.com. Thanks everybody.
Love today's episode of the It's Never Too Late show? Then head on over to yournextamazingstory.com to continue the conversation, get access to show notes, and get more amazing content.